Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, You Are Christed Master, an Easter message. So this is my Easter message to you for this great Easter holiday. So happy Easter, Christed Master, that's you. This is a day of celebration about a totally cool dude who was doing his best to awaken humanity to the fact that we're all love and we are all perfect just how we are. And no one is faulty or sinful or wrong or bad in any way. And therefore, no one needs saving. And we are all Christed masters. We're all our own messiahs. We're our own saviors. And no one needs to suffer to save us because no one needs saving. We were all born Christs. We were all born angels. We were all born ascended masters. We were all born perfect. But we were then trained and influenced away from that fact. Who we truly are and who every single soul on earth is a Christed master. A pure, unconditional love. And we are all physical expressions of that Christed nature, and it is our choice to live that Christed nature in our physical bodies and in our lives, or deny that and believe that we are sinful or faulty in some way, and believe that we are physical beings trying to be spiritual and trying to be pure and trying to somehow redeem ourselves and prove our worthiness. But no one needs redeeming. No one needs to prove anything. Worthiness is not in question. Because nothing we do is judged by Source, by God, because we are God. We are Source. So why would we judge ourselves? That would be stupid. There's no judgment because nothing needs to be proven to anyone. We are all perfectly divine and pure love. We just forgot that fact. And then we decided to play the game of, you know, leading down the proverbial dark path. But there really is no such thing as darkness. There is only light, and rejecting or denying that light, and rejecting and denying the light that we truly are. There is no sin. There is only alignment to who you truly are as pure, unconditional love, or your choice, denial, and repression of that pure love that we truly are. And then, of course, believing in your faultiness and your sinfulness, etc. Now, the Christians and, of course, other religions believe that they are sinful and bad and wrong and therefore need to be saved from their sins, and that Jesus being crucified has somehow saved their sinful butts. And they celebrate his resurrection, which was supposedly him dying and then coming back to life again. Which, if I recall correctly from Sunday school, is to show us that we all can be resurrected and ascend into heaven like Jesus did, if we play our cards right, that is, and believe this supposed Savior resurrection story and believe that he is our Savior, etc., etc. But if you don't believe it, well, you are royally screwed. And you're going straight down south to be tortured for eternity by Beelzebub and his minions. And at the risk of casting a dubious shadow upon this joyous celebration, all of that is just 100% complete poppycock. I don't believe for a second that Jesus actually said, I am your Savior, and if you believe that I died on the cross to save your sorry asses, then you're going to be partying with me in heaven for eternity. But if you don't, sorry, but you're going to be Satan's bitch, and he's going to own your sorry ass and torture you for eternity in the hellfire and brimstone. Now, that is a great story for a horror movie, and a great story to keep the peasants in line and maintain your religious empire, but it is not remotely the truth. The truth is, Jesus, whose correctly pronounced name was Yeshua, was a perfectly divine, Christed source master of pure unconditional love, just like all the rest of us are. The only difference was he had a much more conscious awareness of this fact than most people do. That's the only difference. He wasn't the only Son of God. He just had full awareness that he was a Son of God, and he was one of zillions and zillions of sons and daughters. And to be very woke, non-gender-specific children of God across all space, time, and dimension. So he knew that he was God, and he knew that we are all God source too. He never said, worship me because I am your God. Of course, he would have spoken with a southern accent. Or I'm your Lord and Savior, so bow down to my awesome magnificence. It would have been more like, I am your Lord and Savior, so bow down to my awesome magnificence. Of course, he didn't speak English, but anyway, I translated for him. No, he said, you are all gods, and you are all awesome and magnificent, so bow down to yourselves and worship each other, for Christ's sake. That's what he said. That's a quote. That was in the book of the Bible that they threw out. Or, if he didn't say exactly that, well, that certainly would have been the gist of his message. Now, Yeshua sits, you know, this is another kind of Bible thing. Yeshua sits at the right hand of God. Well, yeah, okay, he does. But he sits at the right hand of God along with all the rest of us. And it's one big party. There's no, you know, solemn, serious feelings of life and death and gloom and doom and judgment and condemnation and sadness, etc. in the realm of spirit. There is only joy and love. That's it, joy and love. There's no white-bearded, cranky, geezer, angry kind of God anywhere in the universe, only in religious books and religious minds and religious movies. That's it. There's only a God source, which is all that is, which is all creation, which is all of us, which is everything. Because how can anything be separate from God? That's just not possible. If anything or anyone was separate from God, well, then that would mean that some people are, you know, or things were somehow created by some sort of anti-God. But then who created this supposed anti-God, this Antichrist? Well, assuming that, you know, the great name that we came up with, Satan, let's assume that Satan exists as the Christian horror stories profess, then who created this poor bastard? And if he's so fucking clever and smart and aware of God and the divine as humans portray him, well, then why doesn't he just do whatever God says and then he'll get into heaven and be happy like the rest of us? Well, it's because there's no such thing. Hell doesn't exist unless you decide to create it for yourself, because you are God and you can create anything that you desire, even hell, you know, but just kind of like in your life. And it's the classic line of, I'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. So if hell and sin actually exist, which they don't, but let's assume that they do, it's only because us gods are choosing to play that game and play with those creations. It's everyone's choice as creators to believe that they are perfectly, joyfully loving and divine. Or, choice number two, to believe that they are sinful wretches who deserve nothing less than to have Satan jam a pineapple up their asses for eternity. Thanks to the totally hilarious Adam Sandler and the classic movie Little Nicky for that hilarious image. So enough banging on about the lunacy that religions have came up with, which would be an entire group of novels. So suffice it to say that all religions have got it wrong, so to speak. I mean, they got it right for themselves because, hey, you got the choice to create whatever the hell you want. But you know, essentially from sort of a divine perspective, they pretty much fucked up because nothing serious is going on down here. And spirituality is not remotely complicated. God, source, etc. is not complicated. Simply put, we're all perfect and divine just how we are, and no one has ever done anything wrong, and no one is bad or wrong or evil in any way, no matter what they believe or have done. Even the worst of the worst killers and murderers and terrorists and tyrants and rapists all got in through the pearly gates. And Satan is a really lonely bastard because no one is down there with him. And his name is always on the guest list anytime he wants in. So just like the rest of us. Regardless of what we think about ourselves and our self-judgment and judgment of others, everyone gets in when they croak. Because in a true sense, none of us ever really left. Who we truly are as non-physical beings, as source, is always in heaven, so to speak. No one ever leaves, no one ever left. As physical beings, we mistakenly believe that we have been cast out of heaven, or we need to earn our or learn our way or prove our worth to get back into heaven. And we erroneously believe we are somehow separate from God, separate from source. But that's all a complete big-ass pile of dino shit. But it's fun to play that game of contrast, because contrast inspires desire, and desire inspires creation and expansion. So if it wasn't for contrast, the universe wouldn't expand, we wouldn't expand, and there would be no such thing as eternity and infinity. And the extremely contrasting story of Jesus being killed by the evil Romans and condemned by the ignorant, stupid, fearful locals, and all of that tragedy of killing one of the greatest masters ever to grace this earth, well, just ultimately shows us that really none of this is any big deal, because everyone is instantly resurrected, so to speak, when they croak. Everyone ascends to heaven, and no one goes to hell because they were already there, so to speak. But hell on earth is completely optional. Anyone can choose heaven on earth. And all that you need to do to create that heaven in your life is to remember that you are perfect, you are divine, and remember that you are pure love, and remember that you are God's source, and remember that you are creation, and that there is nothing wrong with you. You've done nothing wrong. You are not sinful. You can't do anything wrong. You can't do anything wrong. I'll say that about 10 times. You can't do anything wrong. And you never get anything done, because you are an immortal, infinite creator. You will always create. You will never stop creating, because it's fun. What else are you going to do? And there is no such thing as sin, of course. And you're not separate from God's source. You're God. You are God's source. And you are one with everything as God is. And you don't need to prove your worth to anyone. You are the Christ. You are your own Savior. You are your own Redeemer. But again, you don't need to be saved. You don't need to be redeemed. And nothing needs, no one needs redeeming. Nothing and no one needs saving. God doesn't need saving or need to be redeemed. And that's you. You are God. You are Source. You are the Christed Master. You are Source. You are joy. And you are pure unconditional love. So, now, hopefully you got that into your noggin. So, now, go ye, Christed Master, Christed Source Master of love and light and joy and infinite abundance. Go out into the world and shine your light and preach the good word, not with words necessarily, but with the example of your joyful, abundant, fun life, and be the awesome divine master of infinite creation that you truly are by creating an absolutely amazing, loving, joyful, prosperous, fun life for yourself. And then maybe others will be influenced by your life and your light and your joy and your love to believe that, hey, maybe they can create the same joy, love, abundance, well-being in their lives. And some people, hey, they're not going to like that you're having such a fun time and an easy, joyful time, and that your life is so immensely abundant and rich. That's right, rich. Money, baby. You're rich, bitch! Because they believe that life is supposed to be hard and supposed to be a struggle and full of sacrifice, and you're supposed to have a life of struggle and sacrifice to prove your worthiness to God and other people, etc., etc. But that's all, of course, bullshit. But what other people think about you is none of your business. And so you will just pay it no mind and just joyfully and playfully skip down the yellow brick road with diamonds on the soles of your shoes. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. And you will leave those people far in your dust to wallow in their misery. Just don't go back and try to save their sorry asses. Otherwise, they'll try to crucify you, which I don't recommend. Instead, just keep the door open of the Emerald City with their name always on the guest list. And of course, you can send out invitations, you know, to join the party. And then when they're ready, they'll come to you and, you know, you're not going to be going, hey, where the hell you been? What have you been doing? Stupid idiot. Don't you know I'm having fun here? No, you'll just say, hey, it's great to see you. It's great to see you. Come on in. You're always welcome. Let's get this party started. Let's get this party started. Let's get this party started. All right. So I hope you enjoyed my Easter message. You are Christ's master. And if you did, of course, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing, enlightening teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, awesome Christed master. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people, fun-minded people, abundant-minded people create the happy, abundant, joyful life that you love and everybody loves. So thanks again for watching this video, listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation, and an awesome happy Easter. I hope the Easter Bunny gives you lots of wonderful chocolate eggies, and you have fun with the kitties, and hopefully you'll do a Easter egg hunt. And remember to make life a holiday! Woohoo!